The latest from podnews.net. If you want to be at Podfest Expo in Orlando in early March, but you can't afford the travel costs, Himalaya, the presenting sponsor of the event, have put a fund together to cover at least 50 podcasters' flights to Podfest. We've all the details today in our newsletter at podnews.net. In other news, Acast are sponsoring the... Acast are sponsoring the Diversity and Inclusion Award in the upcoming Australian Podcast Awards. Megaphone by Panoply has integrated with Google Campaign Manager to help advertisers and agencies manage their campaigns. It's important because historically, podcast advertising has been managed separately, and this should help podcasting appeal to new advertisers, says Megaphone. An event for you in New York in the US on Tuesday, March the 5th, the RAIN Podcast Business Summit. Among the speakers, Zach Renaud-Whedon, founder and head of products for Google Podcasts, and James Cridland, who's Podnews' editor. That's me. Will Williams writes about her experience at PodCon 2 in two words, lovely and frustrating. Kyle Marshall also looks back at the event, learning about the importance of iteration and innovation. It's also the subject of the latest Creative Block podcast. Lots of advice in our newsletter today, podcast websites on how to showcase your guests better. Transistor has tips for getting more Twitter followers for your podcast. John Moore wants to get the intro to your podcast right. And Spreaker has advice on how to promote your podcast with Instagram. The Economist, a UK newspaper, says revenue through Acast has... has increased 50% year on year for their five podcasts. Podcast ads in the UK, according to Digiday, fetch around $12 cost per thousand. And in our newsletter today, we cover five new podcasts: the NAB Show podcast, The Europeans, Hi-Fi Nation, Web of WMN, and Engineering Reimagined. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.